Sometimes I remind myself that many people have it worse than I do. Some only have an iPhone 4.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
A guy walks into a doctor's office with both of his ears burnt. The doctor asks, "What happened?" "Well," he says, "I was ironing my work suit when my smartphone rang and I mistakenly picked up the iron instead of the phone." The doctor frowns. "That explains one ear," he says. "What about the other?" The patient shakes his head, says, "The guy called again." Well, life has certainly changed in the age of the smartphone. 150 years ago, when I was a kid, we had rotary phones. They had cords attached to them. You could get them off the wall and take them with you, but this made your dad very angry. There was no call display, no redial. You had to spin this big wheel thingy with your finger to dial each digit. It could take upwards of 7 minutes to dial a number. And if you made a mistake, you had to start again. It was quicker to drive across town and knock on someone's door when we needed to talk. We called that FaceTime. Today, calling a friend is as easy as saying, "Hey Siri, call Ron."
Wrong. W-R-O-N-G.
So it doesn't always work. 25 years ago, when I wrote my first book, I inserted floppy disks into a computer the size of a Winnebago. Today, I have a phone, a computer, a library, and the world's largest shopping center right in my pocket. Someone said 90% of modern parenting is keeping your kids away from your smartphone. Our one-year-old grandson can unlock his parents' phones and swipe through their photos, but he can't locate his mouth while eating spaghetti. 14-month-old Sorella Stout purchased a 1962 Austin Healey Sprite from her father's smartphone. A 3-year-old bought a Ford Ranger on eBay with his mom's phone. And a 5-year-old racked up $2,550 worth of downloads for the game Zombies vs. Ninja on his parents' iPad. Ouch! Small kids and smartphones are a bad combination. Parenting experts almost unanimously agree that the more we limit our kids' screen time, the better off we'll all be. But sometimes we parents might want to look in the mirror. A friend loves spending time with his grandsons, but his shoulders sagged when he told me, "These boys don't get much attention at home. Their parents are too busy staring at their phones." Psalm 78 tells us to teach our children well. Verse 4 says, "We will not hide these truths from our children. We will tell the next generation about the glorious deeds of the Lord, about His power and His mighty wonders." This can't happen without giving them the most valuable gift we have, our time. A recent survey of 1,000 kids found that many feel sad, ignored, angry about their parents' phone use. One 4-year-old called his dad's smartphone a stupid phone. Some children are now hiding their parents' phones. They're that desperate for attention. One said, "I feel like I'm just boring. Boring to my dad because he will take any text, any call, any time." You likely don't need another guilt trip, so I salute you parents and grandparents who are letting your phones slide down the priority list while taking time to tell the next generation the amazing things God has done. Let's be the kind of people we hope our children will become one day. You may even want to join the latest craze. Yes, the flip phone is making a comeback. Dubbed the dumb phone, you can call and text with it, but not much else. Owners tell how free they feel not having the entire digital world at their fingertips. Remember the 2-year-old who bought the Austin Healey Sprite? Her dad said, "I'm just glad she didn't buy the $38,000 Porsche I was looking at." They're keeping the car, and dad is fixing it up to give to his daughter when she comes of age.
On this side of eternity, every gift we receive will one day fade away, except one. The gift of salvation lasts forever. Through Laugh Again, that message of lasting joy is reaching hearts all over the world. As 2025 wraps up, would you help us keep that hope ringing into the new year? Every gift, no matter the size, makes a difference. Give today at laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.